Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. The primary question Governor Mary Fallon had to answer in her State of the State address yesterday was how to balance the state budget. As KGOU's Kurt Gortney reports, the way she chose to respond to this year's shortfall means less money for nearly all of Oklahoma's government agencies.
5%. That's how much Governor Fallon is asking most entities in state government to cut their budgets. The number should not be much of a surprise. The amount of money available for state lawmakers to spend for the next fiscal year was already down about $171 million over the current year's figure. And Fallon's Secretary of Finance, Preston Dorflinger, had been telling them cuts were coming. But the current reductions come after years of belt tightening and corner cutting, at least from the perspective of those running the agencies. But Dorflinger believes there is fat left to trim.
Here's the deal. We started with $170 million in the hole. We are not going to use one-time monies like has been done in the past. And so if you have $170 million in the hole, one of the ways you realize that is through efficiencies and through reductions in state agencies. But I'm sure it has gotten their attention.
We're disappointed that the governor's budget takes a bad situation and makes it worse.
That's the Oklahoma Policy Institute's David Blatt.
We have really not fully recovered from the last budget downturn. We're over $500 million behind where we were 5 years ago when you adjust for inflation. What really concerns us is that we are going to end up even deeper in a hole and falling even further behind in our efforts to provide adequate funding for schools, for infrastructure, for public safety, and for health care.
One area Fallon wants to receive more money is common education. That's state capital talk for public schools.
We're on a tight budget, as we should be. But good education requires appropriate funding. That's why I'm proposing a $50 million increase to help our students in K through 12.
While the amount of money may seem generous, especially in light of cuts coming nearly everywhere else, the Oklahoma Education Association says another way to look at the $50 million is as a share of the state budget. OEA says public school funding is now at its lowest share since 2000, down 33.8%. For Oklahoma's colleges and universities, the cut from last year is $49 million. Despite the known budget shortfall, Fallon pushed for a 0.25% cut in Oklahoma's personal income tax rate. The Oklahoma Policy Institute calculates that to be about $30 a year for residents at the median income level. The progressive-leaning analysis says about 41% of Oklahomans would see no reduction in their taxes, while the top 1% of households would get about $2,000 a year. For the Oklahoma Policy Institute's David Blatt, his major disappointment came in the area of health care for the neediest Oklahomans.
We do know that the situation for the Medicaid program is especially dire. We're looking at cuts that are going to hit our health care providers and affect services for children, seniors, persons with disabilities, and other very vulnerable members of the community.
But for Dorflinger, the cut is a sign that social safety net is due for change.
There are going to be discussions this session about Medicaid reform that involve the health care authority, and I think that's where we're more interested, is having that conversation with the legislature about reforming this system, frankly, possibly throwing, in some instances, good money after bad.
Regardless of what the governor says she wants in a state budget, it's not up to her to have the final say. In fact, it's now up to the members of the State House and Senate to pass the bills that will fund state government starting July 1st. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gortney.